Continuing the discussion that we started yesterday about Kedima in Brochos. So there are various competing elements for which Brocha I should make first. Yeah, the somebody has in front of him a large tray of assorted fruits, and the question is, which Brocha does he make first? And when he makes the Brocha, does he make the Brocha, or what does he make the Brocha on? Okay, so there are various competing elements. First thing to say is that many of the fruits that you'll see, I always wonder about this, many of the fruits that you'll see the pictures of the Rebbe's Tishon after Tu Bishvat, and you see that there's lots of pineapples and bananas and strawberries and various other peiros on the tray, which makes it look nice and it makes it attractive, etc., etc., but they're all huadoma. Okay, they are all Boi Pri Adoma, and the Brocha Boi Pri Oetz will come before Boi Pri Adoma. So therefore, you leave the bananas and the strawberries and the whichever other are melons and other things like that, which are all Adoma, we leave those over, we make the Brocha Oetz first. If you made the Adoma first, and he had the whole tray in front of him, you can't make a Brocha Boi Pri Oetz anymore, because Boi Pri Oetz, everything that grows on a tree also grows from the ground, lechatchila, and therefore, b'dieved, if you made Boi Pri Adoma on a Boi Pri Oetz, then you've been yoitza, so therefore it would be too late to make the Brocha Boi Pri Oetz, and we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah Lo Elonos, we're celebrating the Peiros. In particular, we're celebrating Peiros Ha'oretz, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. As we said, there are Shiva Saminim, there are seven things in the Posuk for which Eretz Yisrael was praised, and five of them are fruits, five of them are Peiros Ha'ilon, and therefore that's our main celebration today. Therefore, we would like to make a Brocha Boi Pri Oetz on the Shiva Saminim, and indeed, the Shiva Saminim are going to take priority over the other fruits. By the way, Shiva Saminim means those types, those five types of fruit. That's the grape, the fig, the pomegranate, the olive, and the date. Those are the five types of fruit, the chamishas types of fruit. Shenishtabchu b'hem Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't matter whether or not they grew in Eretz Yisrael or they didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. If you've got grapes that come from Peru or Chile, yeah, then that's still called the Shiva the Chamesh Saminim, Meshen Shtabu Behem Eretz Yisrael. If you've got today, we get fruits from all over the world, yeah, and the figs might come. Well, figs nowadays mostly come from Turkey, I think, or from Iran, if they still export anything there. Chweisnish, yeah, but you get they're still called the Chamesh Saminim, Shenishtabchu Behem Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they are going to take priority. Within the Chamesh Saminim, there is an order of priority. And Bleda, we will look at that order of priority tomorrow.
Can you use pineapple?
Pardon?
The pineapple can't be included in your 15 fruits.
No, it's Adoma. It's right on the picture, all
right. Not in the strawberries, not in the...
Start your day at Surrey, Northwest London. Wednesday, Yud Teve is 28th of January. Rabbi Simcha Ford from Shlita, Hidda Mitzvah. This is Torah, sponsored by Family Greenberg, the first Simcha Saba Mitzvah of Ari Greenberg, near Yoy, which the Mitzvah took place last Shabbat, Rotten Shizka Horov, Kennel Rav Nachas, Mimena Mikol Yitzhak, to him, Vinishmas, esteemed founder, Rav Yosef Dov, Ben, Rav Shem Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zuchra, Noli Brocha.
Holding Shabbos Shiro this week. And in the beginning of the Shiro we say, Zekeli v'amveu, elekei avi v'arei v'menu. Zekeli v'amveu, the Gemara tells us a brisa in the end of Shabbos. It's no elefono of the mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah to make the mitzvahs beautified. It's no elefono of the mitzvahs. The Gemara also brings at the beginning of Nozi, Beis Hamad Beis, also we have this brisa. The Akeli Vam Veu Hisnoe Lefon of the Mitzvahs. Es Lefon of Sukkah Noe, Lulav Noe, Tzitzis Noe, Echtoiv Lefon of Sefer Torah Noe, Vaakarchenu Bishiroi Noe. Beautiful. Now, if you take a look in the brisa, there's a little difference between the brisa in Shabbos and the brisa in Nozi. There's one that's left out in Nozi, which is mentioned in Shabbos. And that's the shofar noyeh. In Shabbos it says, sukkah noyeh, lulav noyeh, shofar noyeh, tzitzis noyeh. And in Nozi, shofar is left out. What could be a reason for that? Why leave out the Shofar? So it's written in the Sefer Chavetzeles HaSharon that from here we see a riot to what the Brisker Rav said. The Brisker Rav said, and it's printed in Kisvei Agriz in the beginning of Nozin, something that I heard from Rabbi Avraham Gurevitz Shlita 28 years ago in the Shurim on Baba Kamadav Tes, Parashas Devarim, Tovshin Nun Tes, said over this Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says when you're talking about beautifying mitzvahs, it's not just the vort that you should make it nice from outside, make it look nice. The mitzvah should be more beautiful. It's to beautify the mitzvah that the mitzvah becomes nicer. Something more special in the chefetz shel mitzvah. Not just misaviv, not just around the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself, the chefetz of the mitzvah should be more beautiful. Okay. So when it says in the Braisa that you should have a kulmas noya to write the Sefer Torah, the idea is not a beautiful quill. The idea is that the letters that are written by this quill, the letters are nicer letters. Beautiful?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So when it comes to a shofar noyeh, right, to write nicely.
Yeah.
So when it comes to a shofar noyeh, is a shofar the chefetz shel mitzvah? What is the mitzvah by tkiya shofar? Can you call the shofar the chefetz shel mitzvah? Or is it the koil that we hear from the shofar? The koil, and that's muchach in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, also in the bracha, lishmaya koil shofar, it's the lishmaya koil. The Rambam paskens that stolen shofar doesn't have the psul of mitzvah b'avera. A stolen lulav, Gemara says, a problem, mitzvah b'avera. But a stolen shofar does not have the problem of mitzvah b'avera. Why, says the Rambam? Because the mitzvah is not in the shofar, the mitzvah is in the coil that comes out of the shofar. And there's no mitzvah bo ba'avira in the coil, because no gezel in the coil. Azozuk the Heilige Rambam. So we see that the cheftz of mitzvah is not the shofar, it's the coil that comes out of the shofar. Memela, to say that there's a din of hisnoi lefonov b'mitzvahs in the shofar is not the cheftz shel mitzvah. So the Braisa leaves it out in Nozeh. Why does it say it in Shabbos? Rabbi Avraham taught us that you have to learn it means, according to the Brisker Rav, that the sound that comes out of the shofar is noyeh. It doesn't mean a beautiful shofar, a shiny shofar. The sound that comes out of the shofar should be noyeh. Okay. Now what about talis noyeh? What would you say about that? Talis noyeh. It doesn't say it in the Braisa. It says tzitzis noyeh. Nice chutim. What about the talis, the beggar, the talis? So Rashi mentions talis noyeh. Rashi in Baba Kamadav Tes, Rashi mentions talis noyeh and tzitzis noyeh. Not like Rashi said talis, he meant tzitzis. Rashi says talis noyeh and tzitzis noyeh. So what's going on? Talis, the talis, what's the chefs of the mitzvah? The tzitzis or the talis?
Both.
So I'd like to share with you a very interesting Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zechatad Levrocha, the great Rosh Shiva of Ber Yaakov. He spoke in Rav Knopfler's Beis Medrash many years ago. He came to Golders Green, and he spoke in Knopfler's Beis Medrash, Rabbi Knopfler's Beis Medrash. And he said that we can learn from Korach. Very interesting. We can learn him from Korach. What can we learn him from Korach? Korach said that a beggar shekulei tcheles shouldn't need to have tcheles, shouldn't need to have tzitzis tcheles. Now what is the havamin over here? There's a mitzvah to have chutim. Okay. Some of them are supposed to be blue. Fine. Beged, shekulei tcheles, shouldn't have chutim. What's the beged got to do with the chutim? There's a mitzvah to have chutim. How are you going to get away with not having chutim? So Elamai, the Teretz is, that Korach understood, and this he said, this we can learn from Korach, that when you put chutim onto a beged, the mitzvah is not just the chutim. The mitzvah is that you have a beged, Mitzuyot, you have a beggar with tzitzis on. It becomes one big mitzvah. Look at the Nusach HaBrocha. If you don't want to learn from Korach, look at the Nusach HaBrocha. What do we say in the Nusach HaBrocha? Baruch Atah Hashem, and Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shekidushonu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivonu lehis ateif b'tzitzis. Now one second. You wrap yourself up with the chutim? Lehis ateif b'tzitzis. You wrap yourself around with the tzitzis? Oh no, you wrap yourself up with a beged with tzitzis on, and that's called tzitzis. A beged mitzuyat is the mitzvah. Isn't that nice? Memele Rashi Talis Noyeh is very beautiful. Rav Avraham said that he found in Reb David Luria, the Radal, that asked Reb Shaul Natanzon, what's going on with this Rashi? Why is Rashi saying Talis Noah? And he found a Divrei Nechemia in Siman Vav that says that it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Doesn't say it in the Brisa. You got to rub it out. It's a mistake. But Reb Avraham said that it's hard to say it's a mistake because the Rosh and the Rif and Rabbi Yonah all say also Talis Noah. To rub out such a thing. The Teretz is that it's not just the chutin which is the mitzvah. When you put chutin on, they become toffled to the beggar and becomes one big mitzvah of a talis noyeh with tzitzis noyeh. Gishmat. Okay. Oh, that's right. Lovely. Good. So now I'd like to share with you a gem of Torah that I was zoche to hear from my Reinu Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Tzvika Shalevsky Shlita 26 years ago. One of my first years in yeshiva, and this piece was said on Lulav HaGozel. We had a few shurim, 12 shurim on Lulav HaGozel. In all my 26 years in Reb Tzvi's, it was once that we learnt Lulav HaGozel. And this is what I was zeicher. Let me share with you what I heard 26 years ago. There's a Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel, HaYovish is possible. Why is Yovish possible? What's wrong with Lulav HaYovish? So Rashi says, let's put it on the sheet over here, that the reason why Yovish is possible, the Be'ina on Mitzvah, Mehuderes, Tichsivam, Ve'il. Rashi says the issue is that you're missing this Mitzvah of Zekedi Vam Ve'u. Mitzvah is supposed to be beautified. A Lulav HaYovish is not nice. So you're missing Vam Ve'u. Clear? Okay. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. Tosfos says the reason why Lulav HaYovish is possible, the Gemara says later on Daf Lamed Aleph, that there's a Hekesh Lulav LeEsrik. And by Esrik it says Priates Hodah, that the Esrik has to be beautiful. And we learn a Hekesh from Esrik to Lulav, and that's why Lulav has to be beautiful. And if the Lulav is Yavish, it's possible because it's missing in the Hodah that we learn through Esrik. Okay, Hekesh. First of all, there's a Gemara. The Gemara seems to say Hekesh. Second of all, Tosa says, Loikimai Shapir Shakuntras Mishundach Siv Zakedi Vamveu, De'ein Vamveu Elo Lechatchila. The whole din of Vam Ve'u is a din lechatchila. It doesn't passel the mitzvah if you didn't make it nice. If you're missing Vam Ve'u, it doesn't make the mitzvah passel. Loi mifsul b'hachi. Kidemuchach perik kama. We have a raya from the first perik. The Omri, the Gemara says, the Rabbanon said, lulav mitzvah la'ogdoi. Lulav, it's a mitzvah to tie the lulav, to tie the minim together in the lulav. Three of them. It's a mitzvah to tie them. Mishum she'nema, the Gemara says, akeidu Vam Ve'u. And the Gemara says, clearly, it's only a mitzvah. But it's not ma'akub b'di'eved, and that's how we paskin. You can take it one after the other as well. If they're all in front of you, you take one by one, you also yotze the mitzvah. So it doesn't passel if you didn't tie it. If you hold them together not tied, you also yotze the mitzvah. The Gemara says, mefurish, it's a mitzvah l'chatchila. Mitzvah l'ayigdoi mishum zekedim aveil. So it's a mefurish of Gemara daf yad alef. That zekedim aveil is a l'chatchila. It's not ma'akub b'di'eved. So how can Rashi say, the reason why lulav hayovish is puzzle, is because of Vam Ve'u. Fair question. So we've got to try to understand how to answer Rashi. Why did Rashi not want to learn that Tosa? Such a simple Hekesh. The Gemara brings the Hekesh. How's Rashi going to answer? It's only Lechatchila, not B'di'evet. Oh. So Reb Tzvi said that if you learn the Gemara, just a few lines of Gemara, you'll understand where Rashi got it from. That the Pshat in this din is not because of Hodah, the Pshat is because of Zekedi Vam Ve'u. Where did Rashi get it from? So you just read the Gemara. A few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kaposik v'toni, lo yishna b'yantav rishon, v'lo yishna b'yantav sheni. The Mishnah said, lulav hagozel hayovish is posel. It makes no differentiation if it's the beginning of Yontav, the first day of Yontav, or the other days of Yontav. So the Gemara, bishleim hayovish, why is Yovish posel all the days of Yontav? Hada b'inam v'leket. It must be beautiful, and it isn't. Hello, gozel, but something stolen. Bishleim yomtov rishon, d'chsev lachem. First day is possible because it says lachem. V'lakatzem lachem b'yom rishon. It's going to be mishal lachem. Hello, yomtov sheini amayloi. But the other days of yomtov, why should it be possible? And that's where the Gemara introduces mitzvah bo b'aveir. It must be possible because of mitzvah bo b'aveir. Okay? Now, so the Gemara took on Pasha that Yovish is possible all the days of yomtov. Why? Because it has to be hodah, it has to be nice. Freik Tosfos already. Where's the Gemara getting from that the Din Hodah applies to all the days of Yontav? Just like the Pasuk B'lachachtem Lachem B'yayim HaRishayim. The Lachem is only the first day of Yontav. And we learn also that chosa, for example, if there's something missing in Yezrik, that's only a psul in the first day of Yontif, l'kichotama v'lakachtem, l'kichotama is only v'yayim arishayin. There's no psul of chosa the other days of Yontif. So for the same price, the din hada. Din hada is also written over there in the pasuk. Also should be only v'yayim arishayin. As they freak to us, let's have a little look. Next, Maramokim on the page. Mashma de pshitele de be'inon hada l'kulu yayimi. It's mashma in the Gemara that hada is needed on all the days of Yontif. But the din of Lachem is only on the first day. The psul of Lekichatama that has to be shonim and not missing anything is only on the first day. That the Gemara says Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The tema, Maishno Zemize. They're all in the same pasuk. Very, very schwer. So Tosfos says, if we skip a few lines till the second last line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, you're right. Really, me'ikah adin min ha-Torah, hadar is only there on the first day. But the Rabbanon said, v'chein b'hadar mishum hidu mitzvah, we take over hidu to the other days of Yom Tov. So think a bit about that. There is no din d'oraita of hadar past the first day. It's only because of Hidu Mitzvah that we take the Din Hada over to the other days of Yom Tov. Aha. So when Rashi read the Gemara, Rashi understood it's Muchach in the Gemara. It says that Yavish is Pasul all the days of Yom Tov. Why would it be Pasul all the days of Yom Tov? It can't be the Pasuk of Priates Hada and the Hetash from Hada over to Lulav. Because the Din of Priates Hada is only in the first day. It doesn't go over to the other days. And the Gemara says that there's an issue of Hada all the days of Yom Tov. So it can't be that din of Priates Hada. So Rashi saw from the Gemara that we must be handling Hidu Mitzvah and not the din of Hada or Priates Hada. Okay, I don't mind to go over that once more. How did Rashi know that we're talking about Hidu Mitzvah and not the Pasuk of Priates Hada? Because the Gemara takes some Pasha that Lulav Yavish is Pasul all the days of Yontif. All the days of Yontif? It can't be from the Priates Hada from Esrog, because that's only a Pasul in the first day. Elamai is muchach, that the hodah that we're discussing over here is the din of Zakedi Vampeu. Beautiful. Now even Tosfos realized that we must be talking about Hidu Mitzvah the other days. So let's explain Tosfos. Tosfos said, fine, Hidu Mitzvah, but as I asked, Hidu Mitzvah is only a lechatchila. It's not b'di'evet. Why should it be posel? Teretz is, the first day, says Tosfos, that's posel. Where's that from? That's from the Hekish from Esrog. Once the first day is posel, the Rabbanon extended it to all the days, Bishum Hidu Mitzvah, and they left it possible all the days. But if we don't have a basis that's going to be possible because of the lack of Hidu, we won't have anything to take to the other days either. So we've got to have the first day that's possible because of the Hekesh, and then we can have Hidu Mitzvah, Midrabbanon, where we stretched over that din of the first day to all the days of Yom Tov. So you'd have Shvei and Rashi, because there's no psul of Vamveu. Vamveu is only the Chatchila. So you've got no basis. That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So we left Shver, we understand why Rashi said his Pshat. But what is Taka Pshat? How do we answer the Kasha that the Gemara said on Yud Aleph, Zekedi Vaveh is only Lechatchila, and not a B'di Eved? How will Rashi answer that Kasha? Zekedi Vaveh, the Gemara says, Mufurish by Eged, by tying the Lulav, is only a mitzvah Lechatchila. And it doesn't pass with B'di Eved. So why can Rashi, what's Rashi telling us? The reason why Lulav Ayovish is Pasul is because of lacking Vamveu. Vamveu is only lechatchila. How are we going to answer that kasha? So the kap is tomorrow, and already before that, in the Rishonim and the Meiri, that you've got to separate different types of lack of Vamveu. Things are not so nice. Different levels of not so nice. There's terribly not nice, and there's not so bad not nice. Now, the kap is tomorrow says that even in a Doraisa scale, let's learn Zakedi Vamveu. Is it Doraisa or is it Drabonon? The mitzvah of Zakedi Vamveu, the chiyuv of being Mahadu b'mitzvah. Is it Doraisa or Drabonon? So it's a machlekes Rishonim. The Ritva says it's Drabonon. The Ritva over here on HaMakom, Choftes, says Drabonon. We don't find the Chatchila b'di'evet in Doraisa. The Chatchila b'di'evet must be Drabonon. The Rivet, in his Asogos on the Baram Boer, the Rivet says it's Doraisa. We're talking about Zakedi Vamveu, it's Doraisa. Pasuk in the Torah, Zekedi Vamveu, don't tell me it's an asmachta, it's Doraisa. Okay, lechatchila b'di'avad. We sometimes find lechatchila b'di'avad even in Doraisa. Tosfos didn't say mefurish, it's drabono. Tosfos said it's lechatchila. Tosfos never said it's drabono. No. We do find sometimes lechatchila b'di'avad in Doraisa. So it's a machlekes rishonim. So the Kapis Tamarim says that he believes Rashi holds Doraisa, but there's different levels of not nice, terribly not nice, possible. The Rabbanon, it was left to the Rabbanon to decide when is it going to be possible with the Eved and when not. Like we find Chol HaMoed, the Din Doraisa, and it was left to the Rabbanon to decide what you're allowed to do, which malachas, what you shouldn't do. So the Kapis Tamarim says that's how you would understand it's Doraisa, but it was left to the Rabbanon to decide when is it possible, when not. My Reina Rosh Hashivi likes to look around the Rishonim, search around the Rishonim more. He found that the Rav Avraham Minahar, Chidush Rav Avraham Minahar, says also Ala Matam of Hin Sukkah, the Das Rashi, that the whole din of Hodor is only Midrabonon. So if the whole thing's Midrabonon, it's much easier to hear that the Rabbonon will say sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not, depending how bad it is. Much, much easier. So I'll read that with you. That's Rav Avraham Minahar, the Be'inon Hodor. Pirush Rabbeinu Shloima, can be better than that, that's Rashi, that's Midrabbonon. V'heim paslu apushar yamim, they passled it. V'istim afarashid bein on hoda, the chsiv gaba priyates hoda, that's Shittas Tosfos. So fine, so you've got the machlekes there, but we now know that Shittas Rashi is that the whole din of hoda is Midrabbonon. Now, in the Rabbonons, there's two levels. So I'd like to explain to you how my Rebbe, Reb Zvi, set up the two levels in this din of hoda. So he looked around Shas and he organized it from what we find in Shas. Okay, it's beautiful. So the Braisa in Shabbos that was written at the top of the page and in Nozir, when it spoke about Hisnoa Lefon of the Mitzvahs, there was one at the end of the list, part of the Sefer Torah Noir. The Braisa says you should also wrap it in a shiny mantle, in a Kricha Noir. You should put a lovely, lovely cover around the Sefer Torah. Korchoi b'shiroin noim. Akarchenu b'shiroin noim. Beautiful. Now, think about that. If you didn't do a nice mantle, if you only had an old tattered one, is something going to be possible? Avadanisht. That's a dovah mibachutz. That's an external thing. That's not going to passel the mitzvah. Klar. Okay. Sad sheini, there's an interesting sugyas in Gittin. In Gittin, it's also in second period, and also Daf Chof, and also in Daf Nundalud Amud Beis in Gittin, that if you have Shemos written in the Sefer Torah, which the Sefer forgot to write Lishmo, he didn't write Lishmo. Okay, is there any Eitzah? So Rabbi Yehuda says you can write over the Shem with another layer of ink, and in the next layer you can put in Kavona Lishmo. Ma'avir Olav Kulmus. Shrive Nochamol on top, and you can write now Lishmo. You can put in the Lishmo. As those are Rabbi Yehuda. The Chamin say, Very interesting. Okay. It's not nice. Eino min amuvcha. Now, there's a raya from a Gemara later. Does that eino min amuvcha mean lechatchila b'di'avad it's okay? Or is it worse than that? There are rishonim, I must be honest, I don't know how to answer everything, but Rabbeinu Krashkash says, seni lechatchila, eino min amuvcha. With the evidence, okay. But take a look at the Gemara in Daf Nun Dalud. Amazing. The Gemara says that if you have many Shemus of the Sefer Torah, all of them, or many of them, which weren't written Lishma, then Ein Lo Takana. I'll put this on the page. It's also on the same side over here. Sefer Torah, She'ein Azkaras Sheloi Ksuves Lishmam, Ein Lo Shove Klum. It's worthless. Gittin Nun Dalud Amud Beis. It's just under the Tosis and Sukkah. On top of the Meiri. Okay, so there it says, Einoi Shove Klum. What does that mean? It's worthless. No hope. Phrase the Gemara, why? V'lever alayu kulmus. V'likadshe. What's the problem? Write over it and be mekadosh it. Kaman, who's this going according to? Neymar, the like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say it doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda. Because it was a machlekes d'tnan. We have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he can be Ma'avar Olav Kulmus, and the Chachamim say, Ein Hashem Min Amuvcha. So maybe this is going to like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to the Chachamim. Now think just for 1 minute, pause. So if it's going to the Chachamim, we understand it. That what? That Ein Lo Shove Klum. That what? That it's worthless. That there's no Eitzah. Uh-huh. So Ina Mina Mufcha, is that Lichatchila or is that Puzzle? Puzzle. Definitely in this Havamina, it's Puzzle. Klar. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kan Lekam Rabbi Yehuda, Ela B'chada Azkara. When did Rabbi Yehuda allow that you can rewrite over? If it's just one, Aval Dekula Sefer Torah. If it's the whole Sefer Torah, Loi. Mishum Demechzi Kemen Numa. It looks freckled, it looks petaled, it doesn't look right, it doesn't look nice. That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you cannot overwrite, rewrite all the Shemos. So just one doesn't look too bad, but if once you get too many, then it looks freckled. Fair question. Eina Shava Klum. It is a strange question. Yeah, I don't know.
That's not his interpretation of the words Eina Menemukha?
So no, it's not pshat. Now it's a new thing. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that in the Chachamim, the Gemara in the Havamina, when it was the Chachamim, we thought it was the Chachamim. Then Eina Shava Klum, it's worthless. And we see even Rabbi Yehuda holds. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's so many Shemos, then it doesn't look nice anymore. And Eina Shava Klum. So this is possible to be used. Rabbanon didn't allow you to use it. Eina Shava Klum.
Not allowed to erase it,
so
then to rewrite it, it's
Pchikas Hashem. Right. Absolutely.
The Hashem hasn't got a Kedusha.
It doesn't have Kedusha for Sefer Torah, but still, even anyone who writes, even without Kedusha, one mustn't write it.
That helped a piece, put in the knowledge.
Okay. I hear. Ain't no Shabbat Klum. Very interesting. It's worth coming today. Thank you. I hear. Okay. I hear. So in the world of Rashi, we're going back to the world of Rashi, that there's two different levels of not nice. There's not nice in an external sense around the mitzvah, and there's not nice where the guf ha-mitzvah is not nice. If the guf ha-mitzvah is not nice, Rabbanon puzzled, like menuma, if it doesn't look nice. Eina min ha-mufcha, eina min ha-mufcha. No, eina min ha-mufcha. According to this Gemara, eina min ha-mufcha can't be used. But if, for example, Eged, let's go back to Eged. Rashi, the Gemara says, only the chatchila. Now think about Eged, tying the lulav. Each min is beautiful, the lulav, the esrid. We're not tying the esrid, but still the lulav, the adasim, the rovas, they're beautiful, they're so nice. Okay, so where's the chesaron in ice over there? In the eged. All right. No, that's like wrapping the Sefer Torah. Hashem azach. You didn't do that. It's not going to puzzle the mitzvah. That's a dovah mibachutz. That doesn't puzzle the mitzvah. Beautiful. We've still got one question left, which was Tosus asked, what about the hekesh? The maisa, there's a hekesh. The Gemara seems to say there's a hekesh. Gemara Lamed Aleph makes the Hekesh from Esra to Lulav. Why did Rashi not make use of the Hekesh? On that we have a Meiri, and the Meiri says that Sugya is bottle. The Maskana of the Sugya, no Hekesh. The Gemara already over there suggested maybe it's a Machlekes Tanoim if there's such a Hekesh. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Huda that holds no Hekesh, that means a Hekesh you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbes, and they didn't have such a Kabbalah. Says the Meiri, the Maskana, said Gemara, Midu Rabbi Yehuda Nishma L'Rabbonon, there's no Hekesh, doesn't exist. Aha. So Rashi is not worried about the Hekesh at all. It doesn't exist. So that's nothing to worry about. So the only Kasha that was left is Tosfos Kasha Tevin Chatchila, not B'di'eved. And that we're saying, and we have Rishonim who say it, that there's different levels of not so nice. Correct? Now, different levels, let's give it a Gede. So Marina Rosh Hashiva set up that if it's not so nice in the mitzvah itself, there's room to puzzle. But if it's not so nice in something external outside of the mitzvah, we're not going to puzzle the mitzvah because it wasn't so nice from something external. Okay, so I'd like to point out that obviously what the Rashiva is saying is he's looking at Hiddur mitzvah also in the external side of a mitzvah, not only in the Guf HaMitzvah. The Brisker Rav understood Hiddur mitzvah is only there in the Guf HaMitzvah. Interestingly, the Brisker Rav brought this Rashi, that it says that the Lulav is puzzle. So you see that Hiddur mitzvah goes into the Guf HaMitzvah. It's brilliant, Avada. But the same Rashi you're going to see, if you put the Sugya together, that there's also Hiddur mitzvah lechatchila in something outside of the mitzvah, not only in the gufa mitzvah.
What is external?
What is external? Like eged. Like eged, or the mantle of the Sefer Torah. Now the Brisker Rav says something very interesting. He says that, do you know what eged, when we tie it, and the Gemara said that zekeli vanvehu, what is this zekeli vanvehu? Is it stamped to make it nice, an external thing around the mitzvah? It should look nice. Zog the Brisker Rav, and it's also found in the Tshuvos and Avni Nezer. Very interesting. In Rabbi Yehuda, when you tie the minim together, that's because it's learnt lekicha lekicha from Agudas Ezov, that you should tie it together. And tying it makes it more like one. Now that it's tied together, it's more like one. When the Chachomim say lechatchila you should tie it, are they saying stam mishum zekein avei, it should be nice? Or are they saying lechatchila you should tie it to have a better lekicha tamo, to have a better taking as one? Zok the Brisker Rav, that's the pshat in eged. It's not stam zekein avei, it should be noi. Pshat is you should be mekayim lekicha tamo better. It's more mehuda de kekiyum mitzvah of lekicha tama when you tie it together. And he has a shtickle right to that, because the lechatchila of the chachamim to tie, is it, does it make a difference if you tie it with a bow, tie it with a proper double knot, or just wrap it around with something gold? Does it make a difference? Rashi says that according to the chachamim you should tie with a proper knot. Why? Like in Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, one second, we're doing anything to do Rabbi Yehuda? Ma, well, stam zekeli vanvehu. No, it's not stam zekeli vanvehu. This is to make the lekicha tama to be mekayim lechatchila a better mitzvah of lekicha tama.
Then it learned beyond the first day.
Good point. It's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. That's so nice. Yeah, thank you. Nafkamina. Right. Come out only for the first day. Geschmack. Thank you. Richtig. So that's how the Brisker Rav explains that. Then he also asked on himself that the kricha noy around the Sefer Torah, the chayr is an external thing. Where is, according to Brisker Rav, hidden mitzvah is only in the mitzvah itself. So why is the Braisa saying wrapping round the Sefer Torah is hidden mitzvah? So the Brisker Rav said that is another din of covered mitzvah, covered Sefer Torah. That's the hidden is in the mitzvah of covered Sefer Torah, as those are the Brisker Rav. Now I'd like to tell you the end of that Brisker Rav, and then one more Maramachim, the Ritva, and then I'm finished. If you want. Then time's up. So let me just share with you, there's a Rambam, I put it on the sheet. The Rambam says in the end of Psudah Mekdoshim that Haroitze Lizkis Atzmoy, Yokuf Yitzre Hara, V'yarchiv Yodoy, V'yovi Karbonim Min Hayofe, Hamashubach B'yoyisa Shabayisa Amin. A person who wants to bring a carbon, he should bring the carbon from the best that he can find, even though it costs more. Beautiful. Okay, we find that Hevel brought from the best ones, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with that. But who had in the Choldov of Shul Hashem Akil? Not only carbon. Sheyeh min ha-noi ha-toiv. In Bono base Tfilah, such a beautiful base Medrash. Sheyeh noi mi base Yishivasai. Everything that you do, any mitzvah that you do, you should do from the best. And that's learned from the Pasuk called Chelev Lashem. Very nice Rambam. Says the Brisker Rav. True, this is called beautifying things, not Dafka the Gufa mitzvah. This is making things nice base of Medrash, very good. But that's nothing to do with Zekeli Vanvehu. That's a new pasuk, Kol Chelev Lashem, Andra Din, Tzvei Dinit. This is Kol Chelev Lashem. And what I told you about Gufa Mitzvah is Zekeli Vanvehu. It's not a fun of a mitzvah. Beautiful, I just want to finish that there's a Ritva. And the Ritva is in Shvuz Taftes Vav. I put it on the sheet, that's the last Maramachim on the second side. And the Ritva puts the two together. He tells you by Kabonas, it's a mitzvah lasis min amuvcha sheyehe akorban choshuv beinav. It's a mitzvah that should be beautiful. It should be the most beautiful korban. Ukidom rinam ba'alma, like we say everywhere, hisnoeh lefonov mitzvahs. So the Ritva definitely put them together. So the Brisker Rav could remain in the Rambam, that's the shit of the Rambam, hisnoeh lefonov is in the mitzvahs. And there's another din kochet of Lashem, separate to Zekeli Vanvehu, by another Rishonim, then we're going to put the two together. Making things nice, like Bikurim, they beautified the sal, the basket under the Bikurim, and they made beautiful on the Chamor that took the Bikurim. That's all external Zekeli Vanvehu, and the Ritva put that together with a beautiful Korban. It's one din of being Mechabed Hashem, showing love to Hashem by making those mitzvahs beautiful. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.